VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Officials in Afghanistan say a truck bomb has exploded near a high-security compound in Kabul, killing at least four people and wounding more than 40 others. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed the attack near the capital city's so-called Green Village, which houses offices of foreign companies and charities. He said the explosion caused civilian casualties. At least 10 children are among those injured. No one has immediately taken responsibility for the bombing in the area, which has come under attack in the past, with the Taliban taking credit for the violence. The fledgling U.S.-initiated dialogue with the Taliban aimed at ending the war in Afghanistan has come to a halt. That word from an insurgent spokesman on Monday. It apparently deals a blow to the renewed hopes for a much-needed peace. A senior Taliban official, privy to the developments, confirmed to VOA that the dialogue process has halted for now and the date for a future meeting are not known. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered a serious message during talks with senior Saudi officials on Monday. He met with them in Riyadh, Associated Press correspondent Matt Small reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he made something clear in meetings with the Saudi King Crown Prince, who's commonly referred to as MBS.
Every single person who has responsibility for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi needs to be held accountable.
Pompeo says he raised the case of the murdered Washington Post journalist with both men, plus other human rights concerns and the fate of women's rights activists detained in their kingdom. The relationship between Riyadh and Washington remains tense following Khashoggi's brutal death and dismemberment at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul back in October, a killing in which members of MBS's own entourage have been implicated.
This is VOA News. President Trump has stressed to Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the importance of not mistreating the Kurds as U.S. forces begin to withdraw from Syria. In a phone call on Monday, the president, according to the White House, said they expressed the desire to work together to address Turkey's security concerns in northeast Syria. Mr. Trump says he has not ever worked for Russia. He was answering a question on Monday at the White House that he had declined to directly address in a weekend interview.
I never worked for Russia. Not only did I never work for Russia, I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question, because it's a whole big fat hoax. It's just a hoax.
The president called former FBI and Justice Department officials, quote, known scoundrels and dirty cops. The president was reacting to a New York Times article that said in 2017, law enforcement officials began investigating whether he had been working on behalf of Russia against U.S. interests. Hundreds of Zimbabweans took to the streets of the capital Harare on Monday, protesting an increase in the price of fuel. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA that many Zimbabweans are growing tired of chronic economic hardship.
On Monday, the army and police deployed in Harare after protesters started blocking roads. Other protests took place in the country's second largest city, Bulawayo. Police in both places fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators. The government says it is aware that prices have been escalating, forcing many people to slide into poverty. Energy Mutodi, Zimbabwe's junior minister of information, said the government is doing all it can. He also said the government cannot increase salaries for public workers like doctors and school teachers.
The partial U.S. government shutdown hit its 24th day on Monday. There's no end in sight to the shutdown. President Trump and opposition Democrats remain locked in a stalemate over Mr. Trump's demand for money to build a barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats refuse to give him any money for a wall. Although a majority of Americans blame Mr. Trump for the shutdown, he told farmers on Monday that the opposition Democrats in Congress are squarely responsible. He said they will not approve the measures we need to keep America safe. Drones and sensors, he said, are not adequate for border security. He said only a strong steel or concrete barrier can prevent illegal immigrants from entering the United States. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.